Yes, my sister, I advised you to go to the Muslim head organization, a center in your place. For sake of legalization, your papers, and grant you an official marriage, which could benefit you in the future wherever you go, here or there, when you travel to Muslim land, for example. So it could benefit you because you have an official papers. Same thing, this kind of paperwork is very important. And like I said to you, I saw loads of cases in Yemen and other places also for a lot of immigrators and brothers and sisters when they came from the West, especially when they come without these kind of papers, make their life more difficult. So this is my point. So try to combine in between both goodness, legalizing your papers, making a proper marriage for yourself, and at the same time, demand for a Salafi sister, a Salafi brother, sorry. Demand for a Salafi brother that he, for him to marry. If you would get married for sure, be sure you find in your spouse two criteria: the Sunnah, which means Salafiyah, and he's serious about his religion. Number one, I mean sincerity. Number two, a good manners, akhlaq. Don't focus on one and neglect the other. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that hadith, قَالَ مَنْ جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرَضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. Whoever came to you and you agree about his deen here means he's serious in his religion, try his best to practice with the correct way, I'm on the sunnah, sincere to his Lord. This meaning of deen include all these kind of meanings. Also, خُلُقَهُ means you have good manners, responsible. Good manners in terms of marriage means a responsible person. Person who knows his rights. His rights on others and others' rights on him. He is responsible and he knows how he deal with his family. So you do your best to find these two criteria in your spouse according to your ability. May Allah make things easy for you. And remember, قَالَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ان الله بالغ امره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. هو في الله عز وجل and he is truthful in terms of his attention and his relationship with his Lord first. Allah جل وعلا will grant him success in dunya and akhirah. Don't worry. And for you to find a good spouse is a risk, is a gift and benefit from Allah عز وجل. So first thing, demanding and ask it from Allah Jalla Ala first before you go to the creation. To Allah's of dua, be among the taqwa, be among those righteous in the religion, how much you can. Then, be in Allah Jalla Ala, you achieve your purpose soon or later. And for sure, you need to have a lot of patience. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu asbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Last ayah in Surah Al-Imran. It's a in the last ayah in Surah Al-Imran show us that patience is the key of success in everything, in all matters in your life, dunya or deen, small or big. Patience is a key of success. May Allah make us all among those who are patient for sake of Him to achieve successfulness in dunya and akhirah. Bi-idhnillah, you will get it. Yes, patient. Be among those salihin, and inshallah, you'll get it. وفقنا الله إياكم.